But once we got to the residence, a couple of the officers stayed outside, and I went in and searched a portion of the residence and stepped out to get an additional officer to come back inside the home with me. Once back inside the home, we entered into a bedroom on the, she'd said, the northeast of the house, and the room was covered in clothing and mattress. The mattresses were on the ground, and I mean, you didn't see the floor. It was just clothing and mattress, and I just kind of had an assumption that the gentleman might be underneath some clothing. Once we got, me and the other officers started to move some clothing around, and we seen his back, and he starts to yell, and I won't use the explicits, but starts to yell, you know, get out of here, I'm going to kill you. And he jumps up, and we back up from him, and I've got a baton in my hand, and the other officer backs to the corner of the room towards the doorway, and he's kind of bouncing around, and he's hollering, I'm going to kill you, and explicit this, explicit that, and he doesn't have anything in his hands. Well, he reaches into his pocket, pops open a knife. You know, I talked about that's kind of the one thing that I'll never forget is hearing the knife open. And as soon as he opened the knife, he runs forward at me, and I had to drop my baton to get my firearm. And he hits me in my left abdomen, and the knife goes through the vest and into my abdomen. The vest did stop it from penetrating at the full amount. It cut me open and split in between two of my ribs. And then he stabbed me in my left upper shoulder, and then again in my right chest. The vest stopped the one in the right chest, and at the same time he is attacking me and I was firing my weapon, and suspect went down. I'd exited out of the room and advised my dispatch that shots had been fired. There was a suspect down, he needed an EMS.